Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up next, our final news roundup and information overload hour.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour. Glad you're with us. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program as we now head into the Memorial Day weekend. So all of a sudden, Ron DeSantis, on the eve, basically, of him making an announcement that he's going to run for president, of course, in come the predictable attacks. Used to be every 2 years, every 4 years, Republicans are racist. Republicans are sexist. Republicans are misogynist. They're homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic. Now they've added transphobic. Add to that, they want dirty air and water, and they want grandma and grandpa to eat dog food and cat food before some Republican mean person puts them in a wheelchair and throws them over a cliff and kills them. That's the message every 2 and 4 years. Now it's pretty much the message every day. So, you know, in the days leading up to Ron DeSantis' announcement today, we have Marsha Ellison, who lives apparently in like the Tampa area, saying that black people are dying and their history is being erased. And they gave out a travel advisory to any African-American visiting the state of Florida, which is ridiculous. And Derek Johnson, the NAACP president, tells blacks, if you travel to Florida, your life is not valued. And then they went really nuts on MSDNC, you know, claiming that Florida is about to be a terrorist state for black and LGBTQ people. And you can't make this up, but let me play it for you.
Well, the fact that African Americans certainly are dying, that our history is being erased, and that we are shown to have little value is not a stunt to us. The fight for our very lives is obviously at the top of the agenda. And so what we want to do is, with this NAACP advisory, is to advise anyone who's traveling to Florida or who is even thinking about it to know about the hostile and racist policies that have been put into place by Governor DeSantis and his supporters.
Well, the governor has perfected the art of doing stunts to gain campaign contributions. Unfortunately, this will impact people's lives. We should not use race or othering as a tool to weaponize against people. And unfortunately, for a large percentage of the Floridians, that's what he has done. Therefore, we are advising African Americans and others that if you travel to Florida, beware that your life is not valued, that we have a political landscape that could cause harm as we prepare for the 2024 elections to right-size the political landscape in the state of Florida.
You know, I just took my family to spring break in Florida recently, and I think about all of the folks who traveled there for sun and joy and peace and restoration. And to be reminded that actually this is getting to the point where Florida is about to be a terrorist state to many of us here in America. Certainly as a lesbian, as a black woman, I don't want to have anything to do with the place. And I think about all the other people who don't want to travel there either. And so I think it was very clever on behalf of the NAACP. I thank them for issuing this broad guidance.
I mean, you just can't make this up. You know, travel advisory, terroristic state, unbelievable. Anyway, News Roundup, Information Overload Hour. We'll also get your calls in 800-941-SEAN, our number, if you want to be a part of the program. But it's just so outrageous, and it's so wrong, and it's so predictable, and it happens every... Now it used to be every 2 years, 4 years. Now it's pretty much every day. Reverend C.L. Bryant Heavyfoot is with us, senior fellow at FreedomWorks in D.C. Welcome back, Reverend. How are you, my friend?
Glad to be with you always, Sean. Great to be here.
All right. I got to make fun of my favorite C.L. Bryant story of all time is how many times in your life, adult life, have you been pulled over by the police for speeding?
Sean, you know the story.
I know, but there are new people listening every day. I want to make sure they're up to speed.
And I do drive fast. Although I'm giving it up for Jesus, my new bride, Annie, is going to be doing the driving for me from now on. I'm giving it up for Jesus.
Okay, I'm glad you're giving it up for Jesus. It's not even Lent and you're giving it up, so I give you a lot of credit. You know, I love to kid you about it. You're a dear friend, but... here we are again, Reverend. You know, there's a part of me that is just furious. However, and I've been telling people this, you know, before Ron DeSantis announcing today, whoever's going to run and can be viewed as a possible threat to the Democrats, this is the treatment that they get. This is how conservatives and Republicans are treated. I don't know these racist Republicans, and if they do exist, I don't want to know them. I don't like people that are racist. That to me, I think we're all created by the same God. I believe that God gave all of us talent and ability, and I believe that we are equal in God's eyes, and we're all His children. And that's it. And if you're gonna look at people, man's choice is a propensity towards good or evil in their life. And everybody will make that individual choice. Am I wrong?
You're absolutely right about that, Sean. And the one thing that I simply cannot understand, the question that I'd like to ask everybody is, how can the National Organization for the Advancement of Colored People say something that is so backwards and so silly in these days and times? Sean, any black person, my bride Annie and I, she's Puerto Rican, I'm black, we live in Florida.
By the way, she's got to be a saint. I can't wait to meet her.
Oh, well, come on to the wedding. You have the invitation. Linda does too. We'll see you there.
Okay. Okay. I'm looking forward to it. I love weddings.
Okay, great. But Sean, we live in Florida. And anybody who bought property here, black, white, Jew, Gentile, whoever you are, if you bought property in Florida 20 years ago, you ain't unhappy. You're not unhappy. You ain't unhappy that you moved here to Florida. And I have to tell you that the opportunities here, regardless of who you are, is in fact overwhelming in this great state. Yes, we love our governor and would love to see him remain governor, to tell you the truth, but we'll see what happens as far as that is concerned. And I have to tell you as well, Sean, that this state is one that is the most diverse, one of the most diverse states in this union. And I don't know what they are talking about. I do know that their motivation has led them to an abyss where they are looking over into a dark, dark place, and they are trying to take an entire demographic here in America with them. I think their time is up, and this was the shot that they have fired that has wounded them, perhaps even mortally.
Do you think that people get this at this point? Has this strategy, this playbook that Democrats have used for years, Do you think it's like, you know, at this point now it's falling on deaf ears? Like, for example, they have this big subway case in New York where you have this ex-Marine along with two other people trying to restrain a homeless man that has serious mental issues, according to every report, arrested 42 times, threatening people on a subway train. So three people get involved to protect innocent people because he's threatening people on that train, according to, you know, eyewitnesses that were there. And they restrain him, and the Marine in particular is saying, please call the police, call 911, call 911, call 911. He didn't want to be involved in this, but he felt a need to step up or some innocent person was going to get hurt. Then people want to turn that into a racial issue. I don't see it as a racial issue. To me, it's a safety security issue.
No. This young man, his family, what really gets to me about this, Sean, is that this young man had a family who, in fact, knew his problem, knew he had a bad situation. The police knew he had a bad situation. But yet, they want to blame the person who ultimately stopped him, right or wrong or indifferent. This man was failed by those who knew him best. This particular...
Well, I would argue failed by them, but also really failed by the state of New York. I mean, he was even arrested for violent-ish crimes at times. He's been released 42 times, and nobody ever, found a place, a bed for this guy in a place where he can get mental health counseling and some kind of support. Nobody gave him a punishment for the previous crimes he committed.
Nobody. Nobody did. But yet now you have Al Sharpton and the usual suspects out there trying to rabble rouse around the same type of issues that they have always tried to fan. Whenever there's a corpse of some young black man, you will find these buzzards flying around trying to make something that it is not out of it. Again, this young man was failed not only by the state of New York, but the people in his family who knew he needed some type of help, some type of support. They didn't give it to him, and he was a threat to those black, mostly black people in that car who did, in fact, come to the aid of Mr. Penny as far as that was concerned. This same old horse that they have been riding for all of these years is finally tired, worn out, and I do believe it's going to be put out to pasture by the American voters.
Wow. What was it? Ice Cube that was quoted saying, and I quoted him yesterday on the program. This is not verbatim now, but something to the effect that, you know, for decades, you know, African Americans, he said, for many, many decades, 5-6 decades, we've been voting for Democrats, 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 Democrats. What have they done for us? And the answer is nothing. If you look at these Democratic strongholds that have predominantly minority populations, how are the school systems doing? Not very well, are they? How is law and order in these areas? Not doing very well. I think I'm the only one, Reverend, that has scrolled the names of all the people shot and killed. I've been doing it since 2009. Nobody cares about all the people shot, killed in Chicago. And I scroll those names. Nobody's ever heard of them either, because they only seem to politicize shootings when they can benefit politically from it. That's sad. It's not about the life. It's about politicizing.
After all these years, Sean, and you've seen it happen, bird's eye view, you've had it right there, front row seat. After all these years, black folks are encouraged to still be angry in this country, and many are. And there's one reason why they're still seemingly wanting to be angry at states like Florida. It's because they've been following the same type of leadership, as you quoted with Ice Cube, for all of that time. And they've been getting, in many cases, particularly in the inner city, the same type of results, because you've been voting the same way in those particular instances. My movie that you were one of the first to put it up on your website, Runaway Slave, award-winning film, it does outline what happens when Democrats, in fact, take control of a mindset in a certain community. And lo and behold, you have a travel advisory to people of color not to come to a great state of Florida, where I'm telling you, it is the land of the free. And truly, you got to be the home of the brave down here in order to really make it.
All right, quick break. More with Reverend C.L. Bryant, and we'll get to your calls after that. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program as we head into the Memorial Day weekend as we continue.
All the breaking news with the analysis to help you make sense of it all. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, I've shared the importance of every school having a Knox entry access system that quickly gets law enforcement into locked doors when needed. Now, tragically, the importance continues. 18 U.S. school shootings have occurred from January through March. Now, many schools have a Knox entry system, but the statistics illustrate the need and importance for all schools to provide law enforcement with quick access to locked doors. Now, you can learn more about Knox entry when you go to schoolentry.com. Do it today, schoolentry.com. All right, we continue with C.L. Bryant. He's an amazing person that he is, the Reverend C.L. Bryant, talking about the attacks against Florida, the travel advisory. It's a terroristic state. It's insane what people are saying. What is it going to take to break this stranglehold? The Democrats, every election year, will say Republicans are racist, racist, racist. It's a crock of you-know-what. And I'm tired of it, and they... Again, if you look at blue states, blue cities, predominantly minority, majority neighborhoods, I think that the Democrats have failed spectacularly in terms of helping minorities in this country, although they claim a monopoly of help for them. What will it take to make the switch and understand that America is better free? Capitalism works. You know, prior to the pandemic, under Trump policies, economic and energy policies, you know, we had record low unemployment for every demographic, African Americans, Asian Americans, Hispanic Americans, women in the workplace, African American youth unemployment. We were setting record lows in every category because he opened up the economy to everybody.
A straight dose of the truth, Sean, is what it's going to take. And unfortunately, in many instances, we're getting that truth, but we have to be willing to hear it, to understand what is being said and what history has taught us over that period of time. The truth has come out that, yes, a free America, a prosperous America raises all tides, raises all boats, rather, in this country. And black people are the prime example of how that can happen if, in fact, they embrace the opportunity instead of the victimization that they have, that has been placed upon them by organizations like the NAACP. And case in point, travel advisory to people of color, to the state of Florida, that is absolutely case in point of the point that we're...
And you live in Florida. Well, we love you, CL. God bless you, my friend. Thank you. Good to hear from you. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Steve is in California next on the Sean Hannity Show. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing great, Sean. Thanks for taking my call, and thanks for all you do to save this country.
Thank you. I'm trying, as so many of you are. Together, we can get this job done.
So the thing I'm struggling with right now is I'm out here in California, and I'm seeing a lot of negative ads on Governor DeSantis. And the problem that I'm seeing is it's not coming from Democrats. It's coming from Republican groups. And that really, really frustrates me.
I'm kind of surprised. Well, I guess they want to win the primary out there. That's, I guess, the point of it. Look, do I wish it was different? Let me just give you the background with primaries because, you know, I've been doing this 35 years. It's very, very simple. Is eventually, you know, the top candidates are going to end up trying to kill each other, politically speaking. Okay? It's going to be outright war, political war. This one's starting out that way between President Trump and Governor DeSantis. I wish, my own personal view is I'd like to focus on the people that are, you know, ruining the country in the beginning. It's going to come to that at some point. It always does, no matter what people want or say they want. You know, it's going to turn ugly at some point. I wish it wasn't starting that way, but that's the way it's starting.
But we're wasting money. We shouldn't be detracting from DeSantis and Trump. We should be building up the Republican Party and the Republican values. It's a war out there, okay? And we've got a lot of battles. okay? We have the battle of the border, battle of abortion, battle of taxes, battle of climate change, and battle of fighting the reputation that Republicans are white supremacists. And I think we need to be spending money in trying to educate people out there who think otherwise, that those things are the way the Republicans are. We need to educate them on taxes. You know, there could be some nice little skits going on out there, okay, where you've got a man sitting behind a desk and his title there on his desk says CEO, and someone comes in and says, hey, you know, bad news, taxes are going up. And the CEO just turns around and says, not a big deal, okay? It's not going to hurt us because the taxes are on all corporations, okay? And so we're all going to raise prices. So taxes aren't going up on us. We're not paying the taxes. Everyone who buys our products are going to pay on taxes. That's the biggest, scam that the Democrats are preaching. You know, some simple little commercials like that will probably go a long way. Abortion, okay?
Let me just tell you, you can wish this away all you want, but it's not going to change anything. You know, is there certain things in life you have to accept? For example, if I did a focus group and we asked people whether they like negative ads or negative attacks, the answer would be overwhelmingly no, we don't like those. However, how can we still have them every election season? Because negative attacks work. That's why. It's really that simple. And we could try to wish this away. And, you know, eventually, I mean, it's going to come down to two very different competing visions for the future of the country. And it's, to me, it's not going to be a complicated issue for the American people. And they will make that decision. And it's either four more years of this new democratic, radical, climate alarmist religious cult, or we go about the business of restoring America back to its greatness and secure our border and bring back law and order and follow our constitution and become energy dominant and make money and start paying down our debt and be fiscally responsible and start preparing for, you know, a very dangerous and hostile world with Russia, China, Iran, and others. Or we don't. This everything's on the line. And, you know, 520 some odd days from now. And I cannot express, you know, the urgency that I feel for the sake of this country. So
we can't do it without votes, and we need to win some battles. Abortion battle, okay? That's a problem, okay? You've got half the people roughly say absolutely no, and the other people say, you know, absolutely yes. We need to come up with a solution so that's not a battle that we're losing with the Democrats.
Listen, I think if Republicans, if they take a very extreme position, we already know the outcome of that. We saw it in Pennsylvania in the governor's race, and that bled over into every other state race in Pennsylvania. Doug Mastriano made no exceptions for rape, incest, or the mother's life. Well, okay, you know, he lost by the largest margin. His opponent won by the largest margin of any non-incumbent since the 1940s. It's not going to work. You know, the same thing happened in the Michigan governor's race, and the same thing happened in the recent Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Abortion was front and center. Putting aside my personal values, views, which is I believe in the sanctity of life, politically speaking, it is not viable to take those positions and expect to win. You're not going to win over suburban moms. That is, you know, to me, sad.
Totally and completely. But I think we'd be good to get that battle behind us. And somehow, and Trump's supposed to be the big negotiator, okay? And I believe he is. And we need to get the groups together and come up with a resolution and or some sort of agreement. It's like, you know, like right now with the budget issues, okay, no one's going to get everything they want. And with the abortion issue, no one's going to get everything they want. But we need to somehow come to an agreement and put it to bed so we're not talking about it anymore. We've got a law in place, and whatever that is. There's certain dates when it can happen. Maybe there's certain fundings for other things that are going on. And then the other part that the Democrat or the Republicans need to do is work on prevention and work.
Look, Bill Clinton, of all people, nailed it. He said it should be legal and rare. I think that's where the country is. Forget about me. That's where the country is. And I would say legal, rare, and early. I would define early as the first trimester, or if you want to go with the Mississippi law at 15 weeks. That seems to be the consensus point. And then the other thing Republicans can point out, rightly so, is Democrats want no restriction on abortion. You know, if you ask them, their answer is, well, there's no room for the government inside of the doctor's office and the patient and the doctor being in that office. No business for the government to be there. Okay, number one, stop using my money to fund it, A. And number two, that means that they're perfectly fine with a woman having an abortion up to the moment of birth, which we know many Democrats do favor that position. I would turn it and flip it on them because that's extreme. That's radical. That's called infanticide, or murder. You pick your term. Anyway, I got to run 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. All right, let's get to our busy phones. Let's say hi to Noreen is in Maryland. Noreen, hi. How are you? Glad you called.
Hi, Sean. Thank you so much for taking my call. First time caller. And, I am a conservative because I'm so happy that you shared the gospel on your program of Jesus Christ, and that's where I get my convictions from, is from his word and his spirit.
Well, a lot of us do, and I'm one of them, but I will tell you, C.L. Bryant cracks me up because, you know, he gets pulled over for speeding, and he starts talking about Jesus, and he gets out of his ticket. I mean, I've never heard anything like that.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think I've done that, too, before. But anyways, the reason I'm calling also is because I just think that we as a people, or just people in general, we have such short memories. We don't remember how wonderful, like when President Trump was the president, how this country was blessed. I really believe it was blessed of God. And there's a verse in Psalms that says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And so I appreciate Ron DeSantis, but my point is, I think, is that President Trump has already done such an amazing work, and it's like the proof is in the pudding with him, you know, and I'm just so grateful for him, and I just wanted to say that. And I'm grateful for your show.
Listen, I think that whoever the Republican nominee is, and Trump now has a pretty significant lead, I will tell you that they're going to try to destroy that person. Doesn't matter who. And with President Trump, they're trying now through numerous legal maneuvers that they keep making again and again and again. It's like they never stop. By the way, so we were watching the Democrats earlier today, and they're speaking out against the debt ceiling. How come they failed to mention the 97 days that Joe Biden went missing? How come they failed to go into, you know, how simple the Republican plan is? And that while the Democrats are whining, bitching, moaning, and complaining, Kevin McCarthy actually got a debt ceiling bill passed. If, in fact, this country defaults, there's only one person to blame and one party to blame. Joe Biden, the head of the party, the Democratic Party is the party. All right, let's get to our busy phones. Ann in Long Island, New York. Ann, how are you? Glad you called.
Thanks, Sean. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you. Glad you called.
Okay, great. I want to talk about the migrant situation in Suffolk County.
Okay.
They have made an announcement. There was an article in Newsday, and they had mentioned in there that the Kings Park Psychiatric Center was on the table as a migrant place. Of course, they can't put them in a building, so we're looking at a tent camp here. Everybody knows it. This caused a bit of an uproar, and then there was a meeting yesterday of the Suffolk County Legislature in the morning to hear public comments. This is a place where average people should be able to go to speak. Well, a ton of groups showed up, all completely organized and funded, by the way, by our tax dollars. Nobody's against helping everybody, just like you always say. But, I mean, there was Carson. The first four speakers were from Carson. This is the Central America, you know, Resource Center that's funded by our tax dollars. But if the average person goes there and speaks, they're usually somewhat unprepared. They're usually a little bit nervous. And then their face is put all over the place, and they're not protected from speaking. So the meeting came off as looking like the public is completely on board with this. The vote is secret for a reason, so we're protected from persecution. But nobody's able to voice their opinion up there anymore. And it was a little scary to see.
You know, look, I got to, what are we really expecting? You want my advice? I don't think certain states now can be saved. I don't see New York changing direction. I don't see New Jersey changing direction. I don't see Illinois changing direction. I don't see California changing direction. And, you know, the best thing, and that's why you see this mass exodus. And the people that are tending to pack up and go through the hassle of moving themselves, their family, their business, to states like Florida, Texas, the Carolinas, Tennessee, is because they're sick of it all. They're sick of high taxes, burdensome regulation. They're sick and tired of, you know, draconian shutdowns and politicians that don't know anything. So they're voting with their feet and they're leaving. I mean, you really can't blame them, can you? Anyway, I appreciate the call. 800-941-SEAN, our number, if you want to be a part of the program. All right, with crime on the rise, I wanted to upgrade my firearm security. And while researching gun safes, look, I found a game changer. It's called SafeX by Rhino Metals. It's truly revolutionary. I love it. So glad I got it. So glad I found it. Just go to their website. You can see for yourself. It's Rhino, spelled like the animal, rhinosafe.com, R-H-I-N-O-S-A-F-E.com. Take a look at their side-by-side pry tests, and then you judge for yourself. You're going to be amazed. So both Linda and I now have the Rhino Safe X, and we both love them.
And Sean, let me just tell you, it looks amazing. It's so cool. And for women who don't want a big, ugly safe, you won't have that with this. It looks great.
You didn't get what I got. I got the antique industrial ironworks finish, that old style. It looks like it's from like
yours
the
1800s. Yours is really cool.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
You should have picked mine. You didn't listen.
You're right. I should have.
Anyway, you check out also their gun rackets that swings out and it, right out of the safe. It gives you best access to your firearms. Anyway, they have a huge network of expert dealers across the country. If you're a dealer and you don't have Rhino safes, you need to get in touch with them. And they're all backed by the best warranty support around. They've been in business since 1995, a veteran-owned company. Look, they're just the best. I'm very happy with my safe. If you want the best and you want to be a responsible gun owner, go to their website, rhinosafe.com. Rhino, like the animal, R-H-I-N-O-S-A-F-E, one word, rhinosafe.com.
Jobs. Joe Biden can't spell it, and he can't keep them for the American people. Check out the Sean Hannity Jobs Forum today. Now, Hannity's on Coast to Coast.
All right, so now with the official race kicked off, we have a live audience show tonight on Hannity candidate. Now, Senator Tim Scott will be with us tonight. James Comer has breaking news. We'll develop that tonight. Steve Miller tonight, Mike Huckabee, Monica Crowley, Jimmy Fallon, Dagan McDowell, 9 Eastern, say DVR, Hannity on the Fox News Channel, live audience show tonight. Look, it's the Memorial Day weekend. I'll be off a couple of days like so many of you, and you can't go into Memorial Day at some point when you're barbecuing and you're enjoying your freedom and your fun and your family to remember that that's all possible because of the sacrifice of so many others. They gave the ultimate sacrifice so that we may live, so that we may live free. That's what they did for us. And all the veterans on too. I know we celebrate Veterans Day and it's a difference. Somebody might want to tell Barack Obama that, but the reality is simple. And that is that so many gave up their lives for us and we honor them. And we thank them. No greater love hath a man but to lay down his life for another. They lay down their lives for us. And we honor them this Memorial Day and not forget them. All right, that's going to wrap things up. I'll see you back here on Tuesday. Hannity tonight, live audience show with Tim Scott. James Comer is breaking news. Stephen Miller tonight. Mike Huckabee, Monica Crowley, Jimmy Fallon, Dagan McDowell. A lot of football throwing and a lot of fun. A raucous party on Hannity. Set your DVR, 9 Eastern. We'll see you tonight. Back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.